That's General Jubal Early. Now, he's a well-known Confederate general, you know.
Yes. That's a fact.
And all of the couriers going backwards and forwards across the river from one department to the other stayed at that old house yonder overnight. And I remember reading one time over on the wall, they'd write the names on, see, it's a plastered walls, and there was a place there that a lot of them would write their names. And I remember one had written his name, Russell. I forgot, I think it's J.W. Russell or G.W. Russell. And right under it he said, "The man who pointed the gun that sank the Keokuk in Charleston Harbor in 1861. Now that's the shot that started the war.
Did you say this house burned?
No, it didn't burn. Burned. Now reading it didn't burn. Charlie I just been mentioning, he went to school at the University of Virginia. And he went to school with a man who afterwards got to be the Yankee commander out here for the Federal forces. And he told him not to burn Charlie's house.
Oh, this is the house that's still standing?
Yeah, that's right on it now.
You said you gave that to the Mississippi...
Mississippi Historical Society. They own it.
Is it open to the public?
Well, no, it's open to the public after a fashion, but not much. It's all this torn up inside. Mm. They've put the pillars back and got the gallery up. They got blinds up and windows and doors in it and painted it. And it looks pretty good. Just look at it. They spent $30,000 or $40,000 on it already. It didn't take that much more to restore it. Mm-hmm. But they say they're going to do it. They won't do it in my lifetime, but they're working on it. I've put a lot of time and effort in trying to. In fact, I'm responsible for getting the society to take it over.
Well, something like that ought to be preserved.
What? Last one like it in this county, or in this part of the state. Not another one like it.
Well, that was some story about Booth. I'd never heard of that. Is that pretty common knowledge around this area?
No, these folks around here don't. People don't care anything about what happened a long time ago. Do you know that? I don't care about it. Might a few people interested in tradition and history, this modern generation.
Missing a lot.
Huh?
Think they're missing a lot.
I think so myself, but they're... Well, that story has been printed. It's been printed in Commercial Appeal. I've got pictures. I've got the story, and I've got some things here, and the wife put them up. We've got the story pretty much as I... said it to you, print it, and Mr. you know who Mr. is?
No, sir.
He's a historian for the Commercial Appeal. He and I have been in correspondence about the house, and he got me to send him a copy. I sent him this information. He printed he wrote a story about it, featured article in Commercial about it, and there's a book out. The Lincoln Conspiracy. You ought to read it. It's come out recently. And in it, on the final summary, in the final pages, it makes mention of the story I just told you about Booth.
Yes. That's something.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard that.
Huh?
I said
Lincoln Conspiracy.
Right. Okay, so you say you were born about 1 mile south of Benoit then.
Yeah.
Have you lived in this county?
All my life. I found 850 cotton crops and retired and I guess my wife and I live here. I got two children.